Our new prayer focus is arts, entertainment, and sports. Think about how far-reaching and long-term affects the category of the arts, entertainment through movies, shows, music, video games, and sports goes. In a 24-hour period of time, how much are we spending on those mediums? It is considered one of the seven major U.S. cultural influences, arts, entertainment, and sports. So much money, time, conversations, energy revolve around them. As with anything, we need to be careful to redeem the time. Like Paul warned in Ephesians 5, 15 through 16, or the Ephesians, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. And now with artificial intelligence, we need to consider the source of what we absorb. So, Father, we thank you that this is a month that we will be focusing on something that the majority of us are affected by every single day. We want to be using it for celebrating and honoring people's gifts and skills, but not for selfish pleasure. We want to keep away from anything that might take your place in our hearts. Father, help us to see whether or not what we're watching or listening to or and being a part of is causing us to be healthy or tempting us to sin. Even Christian influencers or people out there that are doing messages, are they from you? We thank you, God. We will not set before our eyes anything that is worthless. We thank you for the challenge this month to be careful what we do listen to and turn on. Would Jesus watch this with me? May that be the question we ask in everything that we're a part of in arts, entertainment, and sports. And whatever you do, you say in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Could we say that after participating in it? Is it causing us to be addicted? Is our time being spent foolishly, or are we using it to fellowship with other believers, sharing the gospel with them, or simply having some clean fun? Father, we thank you that your word says to train us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Father, help the listeners and those that they share this with identify ways that they enjoy the arts, entertainment, and/or sports. To identify which are helpful and which are not. Asking the Holy Spirit to shine light on our involvement with them. What to keep, what to discard, and what to moderate. In Jesus' mighty name.